Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A case of animal cruelty on Route 36 in Humboldt County authorities are investigating. Tipped off by a Caltrans worker, Humboldt Sheriff deputies found two pit bull dogs hanging from a tree, dead. They'd been shot in the head. Nearby, someone had put a spray-painted sign, "All stray dogs must die." The dogs were located near the mile 38 marker in Dinsmore. The closest resident was a half mile away. Investigators are trying to determine who shot the dogs and why. We know a lot more now about the long-term effects of tsunamis, thanks to researchers from Humboldt State University. Researchers found that tsunamis in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska could have a much higher effect on the California coast than earlier thought. Researchers through the Geology Department studied a 1946 tsunami from the Aleutian Islands that affected the north coast. They studied sediments from Crescent City to the Tijuana River and found evidence of the tsunami from Half Moon Bay to Carpinteria Beach in Santa Barbara County. The researchers, headed by Eileen Hempel Haley, found that earthquakes could generate larger tsunamis on the California coast than earlier thought. It's fire season, and it could be a lot worse than expected. Dan Squire reports.
It's earlier than normal and officials are preparing for the worst, but fire season has been declared in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Cal Fire Unit Chief Tom Hine made the declaration in part because of the increasing threat of wildland fires due to heavy and dry fuel loads. Residents are urged to prepare their homes with 100 feet of defensible space, and visitors to local forests are urged to use extreme caution. Cal Fire has already responded to more than 1,300 wildfires, more than twice the normal average for this time of year. With KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
As we head toward the June primary, we've interviewed the four candidates running for two supervisor seats. Incumbent Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg face challenges from Chris Kerrigan and Sharon Latour. We begin with Virginia Bass, who holds the District 4 seat on the Board of Supervisors. We asked her what the pressing issues are facing the county.
Jobs. I do think jobs still are the number one issue on people's minds. They want good paying jobs. They want jobs that don't do harm to the environment, but they want jobs that are stable.
Bass went on to point out that local government can assist the private sector in many ways and through policy decisions share the economic picture.
One of the things the county has been really focusing on, too, is the brownfield cleanups over on the peninsula and in other areas. There's properties that would be perfect, but they're not usable because they've got contaminants. So that's one way that government can be helpful.
You can hear the entire interview for each candidate by visiting a website at KINS1063.com. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County authorities have found a drug business in a Patrick Court home in Arcata. Arcata police, the Humboldt County SWAT team, and University police used a search warrant at the home and found 1,000 Xanax pills packaged for sale, street value $7,000. They also found concentrated cannabis, a tactical shotgun, and an AR-15 rifle. Nobody was home at the time, but the search warrant was part of a long, ongoing investigation. Supporters of the Eureka Fair Wage Act are pushing voters to approve a November ballot initiative that would raise the minimum wage for employees in the city to $12 an hour. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce issued a statement on Monday announcing its opposition to the initiative, claiming that it would create an unbalanced playing field for Eureka businesses and would result in jobs leaving the city for other areas in the county. While the Chamber of Commerce takes no official position on minimum wage in general, it recognizes the delicate balance between a fair wage and one that negatively affects business owners. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.